Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, we've got a selection of organs that are 8 ranks or less, which means that the organist must have to think creatively to get the most diverse set of sounds out of these magnificent instruments. Now, one little puzzle for you is that on this week's show, one of the artists is my new guest presenter, who starts next week. I've already received the first programme and am very, very much excited and looking forward to presenting him to you. One of the finest organs of its manufacturer and size is the Granada Mark II style of Wurlitzer, the most famous being the one installed in the Granada Clapham Junction. Here's Brian Rodwell at the console in 1978 on his first concert back at a theatre organ for some years with that big band favourite Splanky.
Thank you.
Ryan Rodwell there in 1978, live in concert with Splanky, and thanks to John Leeming for that superb recording. It's often said that small Compton organs pack a great punch, and the one installed in St John Vianney Church in Clayhall is no exclusion from that assumption. With just three manuals and seven ranks of pipes plus a mellotone, it certainly is very powerful in the reverberant acoustics of the church. However, when played in a much more calm manner, it can produce some really exquisite sounds, as demonstrated now by Nigel Ogden. Taken from one of the only commercial recordings of the Compton, here's Nigel with a beautiful number written by organist Joseph Seals called Serenade to Marianne. Nigel Ogden there with the beautiful number Serenades to Marianne at St John Vianney Church in Clayhall. Now there's a special concert coming up there soon on the 6th of October starring Richard Hills, which celebrates the organ's 50th anniversary of it being installed in the church. Well, from Essex we head up to the Neu Pendra in Towyn, which is home to an equally beautiful three manual 8-rank Wurlitzer. This is a very fine example of a Granada style Mark I. Well, I know the current specification of the Towyn Wurlitzer has included the addition of an orchestral oboe, which has brought it up to 9 ranks of pipes. However, when this particular recording was made, it was still on its original 8 ranks of pipes. That was made in 1998, and David Lowe is at the console with a beautiful piece of British light music called Branchline. David Lowe bringing together two of his hobbies, railways and Wurlitzers, with Branchline at the Neupendra in Tawin. Well, the next organ on tonight's show is the smallest one we shall be featuring, at just two manuals and five ranks of pipes. The organ started life as the Decca Studio Organ, and when this recording was made, it was at the Organ Centre in High Wycombe. It's currently enjoying life at Grant Pilcher's barn in Norfolk. Vic Hammett made a very beautiful LP demonstrating how to play an organ with just five ranks of pipes. And that means being very intuitive, and I think that that comes across in this beautiful ballad called September in the Rain. Well, we are certainly in September, but I don't think we've had any rain yet, although now I've said that, it shall probably hammer down. Rain is something that you're likely to find up in the north, particularly somewhere like the Lake District, where there is an equally beautiful two-manual seven-rank Wurlitzer that was originally installed in the Rex Cinema in Stratford. Since its installation at the Royalty Cinema in Bowness on Windermere, one CD has been released of the Wurlitzer, and it's one of those multi-artist recordings, and demonstrates a wide variety of playing styles from around the world. Howard Beaumont participated in the recordings, and here he is with a lively novelty number written by Ivan Avello called Bees Are Buzzin'. Howard Beaumont there at the Royalty Cinema in Bowness on Windermere on the beautiful two-manual seven-rank Wurlitzer. Quite possibly one of the finest two-manual Wurlitzers in the country. Back to London now and to the Ritz in Richmond to hear the three-manual eight-rank Wurlitzer. This was indeed a fiery beast, partly because at some stage the clarinet was swapped for an English horn, which meant it had trumpet and English horn, and the two put together was quite a scary sound. One organist who probably wouldn't be afraid to put both together all of the rest of the tabs was Reginald Porter Brown, who broadcast the organ fairly frequently. This is taken from a 1965 broadcast, and it's a selection of music from Top of the Bill, which ends with a very exciting and flamboyant arrangement of Somebody Stole My Gal. original Porter Brown broadcasting from the Ritz Richmond in 1965. Now, earlier on in the show, we featured the Clay Hall Compton. Well, the sister to that organ was the one installed in the Davenport Theatre in Stockport, and I'm very pleased to say has recently had a new lease of life as part of the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Society's Theatre Organ Heritage Centre, where it's joined the two manual Wurlitzer there. Although it's now been added to, which takes it over eight ranks of pipes, there's plenty of recordings of it in the theatre. And one of the finest was made by Ron Curtis in the late 60s. Here he is with a beautiful ballad written by Carol Gibbons called Garden in the Rain. Ron Curtis there with Garden in the Rain at the Davenport Theatre in Stockport on the Freemanual 7 rank Compton. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show, and we're going to finish off where we started, featuring the Granada Clapham Junction Wurlitzer in its new home, the Orgue de Cinema at the Collège Clapeyrard in Geneva. The most recent recording of that organ was made by Simon Gledhill, and here's Simon in a fairly Rodwellian mood with one of Brian's favourite standards, There Will Never Be Enough of You. Simon Gledhill there with a flavour of Brian Rodwell at the ex-Granada Clapham Junction Wurlitzer in the Orgue de Cinema Collage Clapperade in Geneva with There'll Never Be Enough of You. Well, there will certainly never be enough of Granada Clapham Junction Wurlitzer, that's for sure. As I say, I hope that you'll be able to guess which one of the artists on tonight's show is my new guest presenter. But if you're not sure, all will be revealed next week. So from me, Damon Cox, I hope that you'll be able to tune in and see who our new fella is. So from me, all the best, all the time. Take care.